This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is underway. The 7 Southern Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show presented by Bi-Mart Virtual this year. Joe Pate back on with us. And Joe, you said there's 3 feet of snow on the ground where you are?
Yes, there is up here in Orrington, Maine.
Wow.
The Penobscot River.
Well,
to complain, though. At least we have power and everything seems to be going along well. I understand you've had some pretty serious weather down your way as well.
Well, and it's actually for us, it's been more northern Oregon, so we just kind of got the edge of it, so we're fine. But you can have the 3 feet of snow, and we'll take the clouds today. But let's talk about the format of the show. We talked the other day about this, of course, having to be virtual this year. And I was noticing on the KQEN Facebook page, it got posted a few minutes ago, that even though the Sportsman Show is virtual this year, you've been doing something with Myrtle Creek Elementary for years. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, Kyle, as many years we've been doing this interview, right after we open the show, you know I always have to run down and greet the Myrtle Creek Elementary School's fourth graders as we bring 60 of them to the show each year and have since we started the show 25 years ago. And we bring them down, they have their lunch, and they then are escorted to the show by their various chaperones, which are typically parents and teachers. And guys, Claudia Vangstedt started this 25 years ago, and Connie Clack and Diana Wilkerson are teachers down at Myrtle Creek, and they've continued the tradition. And this year, faced with a challenge of not being able to have them go through the show, in which the kids are given a command performance of whatever live animal act we have, they get to shoot in the shooting gallery, the BB gun range, fish for a trout with the Umpqua fishermen, and engage at Kirch archery range. And so they always have a ball, and they write me letters, and I always joke with them that I don't want to see anybody smiling because people might think they're having a good time. But thanks to Diana Wilkerson at the Myrtle Creek Elementary School, we were able to. And actually, thanks to Diana, but also thanks to Craig Reed and to Bart Smith of B&D Meats, we were able to send them some jerky and have them look through the show virtually, visit with the grizzly bear online, and see all of the other acts and attractions and the exhibitors and sponsors of the show. And I explained to them that they have to use their imagination to see that everybody that's in that virtual online show are waving to them and saying, hello, here's what we do. Glad to connect with you during this time.
Yeah, definitely. That's really cool. I was just watching some of that while you were going through it. Now, if people want to connect to the show, we've got a link at 541radio.com. We've also got a link posted the past hour on the KQEN Facebook page, so folks can go to either of those platforms, and that'll link right into your website where people can see the show. What was it like to put this all together?
Well, first of all, the only thing I did was invite the past exhibitors, sponsors, and such to participate, and they responded in with great enthusiasm, realizing that we were in some uncharted territory, but also recognizing that, these days the pathways to live interactions are so limited. Maybe this will be something that will be helpful at this time. But, our commitment to our exhibitors is extensive, and their commitment to their patronage is equally committed, and they want to make sure that they're out there, let people know they're out and still going strong. And so we encourage people to both see, visit, and shop as well online through these various links from the exhibitors.
And just like in times when it could be in person, you've got a couple of great prizes and some other things in that regard.
Boy, you know what? First of all, it's free. You go to exposureshows.com, there's a big red starburst. You click on that, you're in the show. And the first thing we have, besides welcoming you, is say, hey, sign up for the prizes. I mean, we've got this outstanding offer from La Paz, from the Baja Pirates, a fishing adventure in Mexico, or your choice of a of a fishing adventure in Point Baker, Alaska, from Point Baker Lodge folks. So that's just the start. There's also Clint Newell, CNX, and Weston are giving away a winch that you need to sign up for. U.S. Cellular has a $5,000 prize promotion that they're running that's in the show. And there's, you know, we get a Eagle Bay Rentals down in they're down by the Rogue River. They also have a 2-day trip planned with stay at their Eagle Bay Lodge. So there's a variety of outstanding prizes, but also each of the exhibitors, many of them have their own prize offering. So it's worth going through the show and seeing what's there and looking for your particular interest. That's just for going, and it's free. But also, we've got dozens, as you can see. I think you've already been through the virtual show this morning. You can see there are dozens of exhibitors that we're trying to represent the breadth of outdoor recreation, if not the depth, at least to let people know there's plenty of things to do. We have a guides, lodges, and destination section that's full of opportunities, outdoor recreational opportunities. We've got every boat dealer within 100 miles. We've got the RV dealers, of course, Guarantee, always a strong supporter of our shows, and along with Caveman RV out of Grants Pass. So we have some nice offerings in the show, covering a wide variety. You can also buy jerky, the same type that was delivered to the Myrtle Creek kids today from B&D Meats. Aunt Laurie's Sweets is in there. It's all, you know, all types of things in the lifestyle section. And, of course, our attractions, you can actually go and see that tag, the 1,000-pound grizzly bear, which we scheduled for this year, but will certainly be there next year. You can also see his video, and probably the most famous grizzly bear in the world. And I say that because he's in almost every commercial you see on TV. Tag from Steve Martin's Working Wildlife is in that commercial.
You know, it's interesting here. I've got it up on my phone right now, and that's one of the great things about it. You don't even have to be, it obviously looks better the bigger it is on a larger computer, but I'm scrolling through on my phone right now looking at the, and this is really awesome. I actually am not familiar with Lake Shasta Caverns down in Northern California. That looks pretty enticing for sure.
Well, they're a great exhibitor in our shows, and also it's an outstanding attraction. That's right under our, it's within a few hours of Roseburg, and I think it's about 3.5 hours away, and it's an outstanding attraction. You can do a cruise on Lake Shasta and go over the caverns. You can see these caverns, which are multicolored, and it's an outstanding event.
Yeah, some neat things here. You've got a lot of things with boats. And certainly this year, the past 12 months, a lot of people have been looking at boating, RVing, things like that, things where they can get out, stay socially distanced from people, but enjoy the great outdoors. And I understand that's sure a strong segment of interest from people right now.
Well, Kyle, you're right on target there. I mean, let's face it, the return of, to interest in the outdoors has been incredible. And, of course, all of these exhibitors are doing, many of the exhibitors are very, very busy, especially in the RV and the ATV, you know, power sports in general and boating industries. And they're doing everything they can to try to keep their public happy. And so the problem with, in many cases, that they're struggling with is the fact that parts from boats come from all over the world. And there's a worldwide shortage in various areas, or scarcity, I should say. So they're having all they can do. And it's a welcome challenge, of course, to try to keep their customers happy by keeping them. And we also have some boat builders like Tai Boats and River Wolf actually construct their own boats and Koffler boats. So there's some that can build to order if you want to take the time to scroll through the show and have a look.
Yeah.
I mentioned, wanted to mention about the interactive things. This year, instead of because we were unable to conduct the Bush and the 10-barrel brewing head and horns contest or competition, we're having a head and horns photo contest. So you can send in your photos to Northwest Big Game, And whereas we can't measure them at this time, we can certainly take the pictures. There'll be a winner in each category. But everybody that enters a photo has a chance to win the Seven Feathers weekend or a rifle from Waldron's Outdoor Sports.
You know, I'm just looking at Diamond Power's presentation here, the Cub Cadet Challenger, the MX750 utility vehicles, the Kymco ATVs. It is so cool to be able to look at these and see all the things that are out there. Even though it can't be in person, you can see how to connect with all of these folks. Basin Tackle there, of course, people are very familiar with. And it kind of gets you going about, wait a second here, it's almost spring and it's time to get out and do some of these things.
Yeah, and now, again, the types of things that entice you to keep going and make it worth your while, you can sign up to win a Polaris ATV through Seven Feathers promotion. That's a very interesting and exciting promotion that they're running. And a last thing I wanted to mention on the prizes was you can win a case of specialty canned tuna from Fish Patrick, which is located down in Winchester Bay. And so this guy has his own outfit, his own harvesting operation and ship. And he cans his own tuna, and he's been a favorite of mine for many years, and he's in the show. And he's asking people to go ahead and sign up and win his case of canned tuna. So all kinds of things to win. You know, the as I mentioned earlier, the photo contest, it's got people have this year, because we're unable to actually have the measuring, we can still have the photo contest, and of course people will get measured next year when we return, and it should be a banner year from the look to the pictures that we're getting so far. We get a lot of interest in that. David Morris is keeping him busy out there in John Day.
Very good. We're going to take a break. Joe Pate back in 1 minute. It's Inside Douglas County, talking about the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show presented by Bi-Mart virtually this year. You can link in to it at 541radio.com or as well by going to the KQEN Facebook page. That will link you into the site, and you can see the whole presentation. Joe Pate back in a minute with more. It's 1248 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. The Fox News Radio Tribute to Rush Limbaugh special coming up this afternoon at 4. On Mondays, Inside Douglas County, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, our weekly in-depth look at COVID-19. We're talking about the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show presented by Bi-Mart. Joe Pate joining us, staring at 3 feet of snow right now. While we enjoy cloudy Douglas County, Joe, I was just looking here during the break more at the presentation. One of the other great things there, especially for people that are trying to maybe figure things out, start to get connected, maybe this pandemic has gotten them interested in doing things they've never done before, is also being able to connect and understand more about the government agencies and the advocacy groups that are out there working on some of these topics.
Well, for one thing, I know that BLM has been on overdrive here. Again, there's been a tremendous return in both interest and participation. I mean, fishing licenses are up. Hunting licenses will be. The interest in outdoor recreation in general, hiking, biking, RVing, ATVing, camping, boating, et cetera, is extremely heightened, and people are participating more, which is a great thing. For our industry in general, and certainly something that we welcome. And so we thought that it would be a great idea to try to represent as best we could the breadth of outdoor recreation. And you'll see that the Army Corps of Engineers, the BLM, and of course, even though they may not be in the show, you know, there's the Park Department in Douglas County has always been an active participant. And, the interest in outdoor recreation is something that we hope to capitalize, as do our exhibitors. And that's what their message is going to be, is, hey, look, we have opportunities here to get out there and get outdoors. In the meantime, you can snack with some of the other things in the lifestyle section, or comfort yourself if you have aches and pains.
Yeah, I was looking here at Umpqua Survival, talking about being more prepared, maybe. I mean, between a pandemic and wildfires and all of that, it's been quite a year. And a lot of folks have contemplated that area, wondering, we had the Snowmageddon 2 years ago this month. A lot of people realized after that they weren't prepared, and I suspect that a lot of them still aren't for when those situations come up.
Well, Carlos Ortegon and the staff there at Umpqua Survival have been friends of the show for years, and they do an outstanding job, and we're just so proud to have them. As a matter of fact, because of the virtual aspects of the show, we're able to bring, like the Caverns, for instance, who may only promote locally, we've been able to bring some outstanding exhibitors into all of our shows, or many of our shows, that normally would not be able to travel. So some of these destinations that you'll see, and some of the other exhibitors you'll find you've never seen before, like Whiskeytown Marina, which is down south as well in the Northern California. They have an outstanding reputation of handling. This is Oak Bottom Marina is one of theirs. It burnt to the ground there a couple of years ago in the fire. They've completely rebuilt it, and Whiskeytown Marinas is also, you'll find them in the show as well.
Wow. Well, the other thing about it is people can access this whenever they want. And I suspect for a lot of people, especially if you're on a bit of a time crunch with your job, a lot of people working more hours, if whatever they do is keeping them busier during this current situation, you can access this at 10, 11 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning, and you've got it up there for several days.
Yeah, absolutely. The availability and accessibility are outstanding. You just go to exposureshows.com and click on the red starburst and you can get started. You can go through a little or a lot. You can look online. You can go in depth. You can look up the seminars, which have an outstanding seminars program. And many of these seminars presenters are finding great response to what they're up to. So, again, it's a type of thing where you have as many interactive things as we can. For instance, you can look at hundreds of boats. You go to, like, for instance, if you go to Clemens or Mel's Marine and tap on their website, you go to the website, they have all of their inventory and prices, availability, and other things. And so they'll be happy to talk to you. So you can start there and look at the RVs and hook up and sign up for whatever Guarantee RV is offering. As well, the land dealer down south is Caveman. And so you can visit. You can take several hours to go through this if you wish. You can scan it all at once and then go back and see what you'd like to see. So we're trying to have it be a little bit of everything and totally at the convenience of the customer for this year. But believe me, as you well know, you and I sitting there each year and doing this interview and me bringing up Jody and Dave Jones and whoever else is available to talk with you, nothing's going to replace our interest in having the live shows next year and have a resounding return to live shows in the future.
Yeah, definitely. One thing that you could do with this virtual format as well, though, that is really fascinating is, if you've got friends, relatives in other places, maybe you've been getting been trying to get them to come out for a visit at some point, you can link them into this and they can learn a whole lot about outdoor recreation opportunities in Southern Oregon, more than you could if you just sent them a few web links in normal times. And that might even generate some interest in we've certainly got a lot of people moving here to this area right now as it is, but just even more tourism by sharing the show with folks in other parts of the country.
Absolutely. And you can say, hey, Dad, this is the go to Clemens Marine and look up this particular boat, and this is the one I want, and this is how much it costs. So you can do that, and you can certainly link to your friends and neighbors. And, another thing is, I believe we've already proven that we've broadened our audience already. One of the comments that I sometimes get in our exit surveys at the shows is that, I don't want to go there. It's all dead animals and guns. Well, the fact of the matter is, it's a representation, really, of the breadth of the outdoor recreation industry. And it includes all types of things, hiking, biking, RVing, boating, ATVing, camping, and so on. And so people are usually very impressed. And so far, I've gotten a lot of good feedback from people who go, well, you know, I never really went. I've seen it advertised. But, boy, if this is the type of thing I'm looking for, we're sure going to enjoy this. And we're going to come back and see you, you know, when you come live in 2022.
So how long is the show up to online for?
Well, thanks for asking that question, because I want to mention this. We're running this week right through next week till Thursday. Then we close that because we open the Medford show. And then after the Medford show, we'll open the Northern California show. But as soon as the Northern California show is over on March 11th, we will then go live with all four shows. I shouldn't say live, but, you know, virtually online again from the whole month of March, from the 11th to the 31st. So another thing is they're going to have an opportunity to, if they did miss something, or oftentimes we get calls of, do you know that exhibitor that was at such and such and described? They'll be able to go back and revisit the shows themselves and look at whatever else they might think they'd like to view from the 11th to the 31st of March.
And again,
Dean, Roseburg, Medford, and NorCal.
Yeah, and again, it's up now. You can link to it off 541radio.com and the KQEN Facebook page as well. Joe Pate, great job there. A lot of work, and we'll look forward to seeing you in person next year.
Yeah, well, make sure that you tell everybody you know to go to exposureshows.com and check out this virtual show. It's basically a digital flipbook, and it's enjoyable and professionally done, and I hope everybody enjoys it. But don't forget for 1 minute that I wish I was seeing you in person.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tom.
1258 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.